Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
I'm more than some tin, I'm more than some straw. Even Oz freaks have the right to cast, and it's not easy to be drag.
It probably is easy to be Dratch.
If I was Dratch, I'd be like,
she probably has a great life.
Life's good.
She's living in New York. She probably gets recognized like once like a week.
I'm walking on Dratch shine.
Woohoo. Alright, we're getting two songs in there.
No, that's just her singing in her head. Welcome back.
It's been a while.
Welcome back to Ozcast with Dylan and Andre, episode 18. We're legal now.
You can fuck it.
You can fuck Ozcast. That's all. End the episode. Wrap it up.
That's the end.
That's the end. 1 minute. Last episode
was two and a half hours.
This episode's 1 minute long.
It averages out. God.
And the burps are back, too. Sorry. The belching.
Last night, it was Jesse's birthday. Jesse's my younger brother, and he had, like, friends over or whatever, so I snuck out of my room and took about a third of the cake and ate it in one sitting. So my stomach is feeling weird right now.
Oh, yeah. We got cake burps.
They're sweet.
We gotta get Jesse on. Does Jesse listen? Does Jesse know that it exists?
I guess I should just tell my family. I keep because we share a Spotify account. So sometimes my dad will be driving home and he'll be like listening to the Spotify, and I'll put on like an episode to check something or whatever, and I realize it'll be playing in his car. So I'm like, oh no! Like it's like porn or something. I like quickly switch.
My Ozcat.
I'll like quickly switch to like Metallica or something. I'll be like, I was just listening to heavy metal.
That was NPR.
So I don't know. They probably have an inkling.
You should just tell them. Tell Jesse.
I should just tell them. They're not going to care.
They're going to be like, okay.
They probably won't even listen.
My dad put on episode, the start of Lost Girls, but I think he only made it to the intro. Ugh. And he was like, you did a little Bob Dylan song in the intro. I was like, yeah. And that was it. I think that was all he listened to.
That's a rough one for a family.
I told him, I was like, don't listen to that one. Listen to one of the other ones. But in other Ozcast related news, I started a new job recently this week.
Assistant to the executioner.
No, I don't know if I should say it's on a TV show. I don't know if I should say what TV show it is, but everyone at work, my friend who got me the job told everybody about Ozcast. And when I got to work, there was a big giant like Oz snow globe on my desk. I think I sent you a picture of that.
You sent me a picture of it. I didn't realize that's what it was.
Yeah, that when I got to work, that was sitting on my desk. It's like the Wicked Witch with like over like a big snow globe, and like Dorothy and the gang are in the snow globe, and it's huge.
That's amazing.
Like here's a picture of like my desk where I brought some other stuff in to decorate it, and it's
monstrous.
It's like 8 inches tall. It's huge. Yeah. So, and everyone on set knows me as the Wizard of Oz guy now. I've had multiple people come up to me and just be like, "You got to do an episode on this." So that's cool. I hope that some of them are tuning in. Big shout out. You know, a shout out to Brendan for getting me the job. You'll be in the thank you segment.
Hell yeah, dude.
But yeah, I also, on my subway stop when I get to work, because I'm in Manhattan.
When you get your sandwiches.
Hey, let me get a marble rye with a quarter pound of ham and a schmear of poop.
Let me get a New York slice at Subway.
Hey, I'm walking into the deli going, hey, let me get a New York slice and an egg cream.
Egg cream sucks. Egg cream. So bad.
For my loyal listeners, what are the two ingredients in an egg cream? And I know you're thinking egg and cream. Foolish.
It's like seltzer and chocolate milk.
Seltzer and chocolate milk.
So gross.
It's like a carbonated Yoo-Hoo.
I remember, like, when I was, like, 7, my grandma was, like, my grandma made me chocolate milk, and then she was, like, you should try an egg cream. I used to drink them all the time as a girl. I was, like, oh, that, all right, sure, it sounds like a sweet treat. And then she gave it to me, and I was, like, this tastes like piss.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
But I do like it, kind of. I like it in a weird way, in the same way I like soda sometimes, where I'm, like, I don't like this. I'm gonna drink another Diet Coke.
Yeah, I don't...
Oh, I put a Diet Coke in the fridge at work. I didn't even drink it.
Oh, no.
Now it's waiting for me on Monday. It's going to be nice and crisp.
That's good.
I'm going to open it. Somebody drank my Diet Coke.
I've been drinking a lot of vanilla seltzer.
Ooh. Because
it tastes like cream soda, but it's less calories.
That's good. Hey, good. We're slimming down, getting our summer bods in.
So true.
So true.
Getting our summer bods in about
July. It's the mid-July.
The way through the summer.
Yeah, it's bikini season, folks, and I've got my Tin Man bikini. You're gonna see me in it.
Dorothy Thong. It's got Judy Garland's face on the cover.
Oh, and you know it's on Etsy.
Let's look it up. Let's look up Dorothy Thong.
Roll that. So while Andre looks that up, my subway stop is the 23rd Street stop in New York. I get out my first day work, and guess what I'm looking at the second I get off the train? It's the Tin Man is on the, like, a big-ass painting of the Tin Man on, like, a bottle of medicine.
What about this?
Oh, it's a the fourth book on
the... It's the cover of the fourth Wizard of Oz book, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, on the front of a thong.
You think anyone has that?
No.
You think anyone in the world bought that one?
Who's buying that? Oh, well, there's the McFarlane toy.
Oh. All right.
We still got to do that episode.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's get back to the biz. So I saw this big-ass Wizard of Oz. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's on, like, a medicine bottle.
It's, like, graffiti art of, like, Tin Man. And I can't tell if it's supposed to be steroids or estrogen or, like,
and insulin. He's yassified a little bit. His face is, like, yassified.
Yeah. So maybe it's...
But there's two of them.
Oh, what's
there's
the other one?
There's two. Did I take a picture of the second one? Yeah, look. There's this one where he's, like, walking down the street. And then it's also on a medicine bottle. And then there's this one.
Peculiar.
Isn't that weird?
I have no idea what that means.
I literally could not... I can't even fathom what...
New York is fucking stupid.
New York loves Oz.
Last time I was in New York, I was, like, walking along the subway, and there was, like, all these ads from, like, whatever, bullshit, like, movies, perfume, or whatever, and someone, like, went and, like, cut all the C's out of the ad, and I'm like, is this art, or are you schizophrenic? Like, I don't know what the point of that is.
They're watching us! Through the C's! But yeah, that's weird. I'm gonna go try and put some Ozcast stickers on it so people will listen.
No, that's good.
If I ever make the stickers. But let's get into some of our segments. Let's do Oz News.
Oz News.
Oz News. So we've been away for a little while. So you might think there's a lot of news. Well, the thing is, I don't remember if any. I know I sent you some stuff like this will be the news. I forget what we were.
I forget.
So I pulled up some stuff though. This was about a couple weeks ago. The Winky Award.
What?
OzCon gave its highest honor, the Winky Award, to Sam Malazzo.
Wow.
Congrats to Sam. All the contributions that Sam has made to the convention over the past years, that's huge. So that's a bit of Oz news for at the OzCon convention.
Texas has officially recognized gold and silver as legal tender.
Oh, bimetallism is back.
The bimetallism.
Yeah, we'll talk Reddit talk in a little while.
Yeah,
that may be a new
segment.
State of the Reddit. Because they're pissed at me.
They are angry at Dylan.
But then we got some fans. And we got some fans, some people who got that I was making a joke
shout
on.
Shout out to the Oz Reddit.
Big shout out to the Oz Reddit. You have your own segment on here. You're gonna flame us. Well, we also have Gregory Maguire, the guy who made Wicked, was like, yeah, this is why I created Wicked, because there was a line in Wizard of Oz where the Wicked Witch was like, Glinda said this. And I was like, how does she know Glinda's first name? Maybe they were friends. And that's why I wrote Wicked.
I feel like you would know the other witch in your vicinity.
You would totally know her. But like, maybe, like, I mean, to be on a first name basis.
That's why he wrote like a bunch of lesbian porno.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Then they fuck.
In one line in Wizard of Oz, they know each other's name.
Yeah, I guess so. Some more Wicked for Good news. We have the toys from Wicked for Good give us our first look at the gang in Wicked for Good.
Is that Scarecrow?
Scarecrow has like...
He's got a big pile of poop on his head.
He's blonde with like a brown triangle hat. So it does kind of look like he has poop on his head.
I like Dorothy and the Tin Man.
Yeah, the Tin Man's looking good.
Tin Man looks like a little baby.
And Dorothy looks good too. These must be like little kid toys, obviously. But Dorothy looks pretty good here. It's looking classic. This is the whole gang in little
chibi toys.
Yeah. I like it. I'm excited to see the gang. Who's playing Dorothy? We still don't know. It might be...
It's probably just going to be some fucking nobody.
It's AI Judy Garland.
That would be so cool.
That is so... That'd be awesome. We already have enough AI Wizard of Oz shit at the Sphere.
And those comic books. Like, 80% of those comic books.
They were so mad at me when I was like, this is definitely AI. And this is from, like, Larry King. They were like, it's from Cullen Bum, first of all. And I was like, dude, chill. And then the other Oz piece of news, which is related to Fringe, they're doing Wizard of Oz at Fringe.
What the fuck is Fringe?
Fringe is a comedy festival in Edinburgh, Scotland, where Ozcast Live might be in 2026. Keep your eye out.
Sorry I insulted Fringe, Edinburghans.
Yeah, but they're like doing a big walk to raise money for Wizard of Oz at Fringe.
What?
Yeah, they're walking a... The 36 miles.
Why would you donate money to that? It's not going to charity or anything?
No, it's so they can do the show at Fringe. Because it costs money to, like, do the show.
Take out a loan. Why would the public finance your Wizard of Oz show?
Well, that's what you better... Don't hate it. We're going to steal the idea. These are going to be our friends, dude. Dude, the dog is walking. That's something.
Who?
I don't know. It says Alistair Jeffrey... And Amy Thompson are walking, as well as Dude the Dog.
Dude the Dog?
That's what it's... Look at the last line.
Yeah, as well as Dude the Dog. I assume that's a dog.
Yeah, it's probably one of their dogs.
All right.
It's a good name for a dog, I think. Yeah, it costs crazy amounts to try and put on a show at Fringe. Brother, I know. I was looking at it because I want us to go. We'll see.
I don't understand what this is. They're just...
It's like a comedy show. That's like a thing.
They're doing like... Is it funny?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
This feels like a flop.
The walk? Or the new?
The show. The Wizard of Oz show at Fringe.
It had 140 cast members.
You don't need that
anymore. I don't know what this is. I don't know what the hell is going on here.
140 cast members? How much do they...
I don't know. It says they trimmed down for Fringe.
You would probably need to spend thousands of dollars to put on a Wizard of Oz show with 140 cast members.
Couldn't tell you, Toots. Couldn't tell you. Well, anyway, that's the end of Oz news. On to Uncharted talk.
Have you played them yet?
2026 Subaru Uncharted first look.
Okay.
Yes, that's the name. Promises up to 300 miles range, 0 to 60 in under 5 seconds. This ends Uncharted talk.
So he hasn't played them yet.
I haven't played him. I've been on vacation. That's why there was a hiatus.
Okay.
Bad luck, Brian. We're screaming through these segments.
Bad luck, Brian.
Oh, so I forgot. It's a Superman-themed episode because Superman just came out.
Kind of, yeah.
It's good for SEO. So I did Superman, Bad Luck, Brian. Meets another female of his species. It's his cousin.
What?
Rewarded with one. Finds lamp, releases. This is a long one. Finds what? Lamp, releases genie. Rewarded with one wish. Becomes Superman. Puts two large balls of kryptonite down tights to enhance package. That this one is like four
that
things.
Make
that's
any
too
sense.
Long.
That's not how bad. Why would Brian do that?
Yeah, I. Why would he do that? Born on an alien planet and sent to Earth as a baby, cells get weaker by Earth's sun.
No, his cells get stronger.
No, that's bad. Like Brian, though. That's,
oh, right.
But right. Yeah, that's fun. Hey, that's good. Tien poderes de Superman. Lo expone na kryptonito dorada.
That's for the Brazilian guy.
I don't know what that one means. That's for Ozcast Brazil. finds blue kryptonite to save life, is allergic. That's good.
We got enough.
Yeah, this ends bad luck, Brian.
I hate the. You know, when we first did it, I was like, that was pretty good. And after that one, I'm like, these are made by annoying people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. This will fit into bad luck, Brian. We got to talk about it.
Okay.
The once a day one. What's the Reddit guy.
Oh, yeah.
Look, we know you're probably listening. So no hate. No hate.
I'm very sorry.
But the guy on Reddit who's posting to the Wizard of Oz subreddit, making a meme out of every line of Wizard of Oz, they're so bad.
They're so
bad. Please stop. Please stop.
Like
I'm begging
seven
you.
Seven in a row about Toto. Have you seen, like, eight of them in a row are like,
so
when the band Toto is in town?
Toto, you're in, we gotta go.
That's also not what a meme is. You're doing jokes, maybe, but they're not very good.
I can't stand it. It's making me so mad.
I'm because he probably does listen or is at least aware of the show, so I'm very
so
sorry.
So shout out, we love you, and we like that. I love the idea. It's a funny idea.
Is it?
But the actual memes are really bad. Please stop making them. I say this with all love.
I keep
no hate,
going
brother.
On the subreddit, and it's always the first thing when you go
it's
on the
so,
subreddit.
He's posting every day. Also, yeah, that fits in.
State
we should have saved that for
State
of the
Reddit.
We'll do State of the Reddit, yeah, before we get to Superman.
Dylan got in trouble with the
Reddit. Oh, they mad. We got some love on the subreddit. We posted, we had some people being like, yeah, I'll listen to a couple episodes. Our listeners have shot up a little bit.
We got
but,
some suggestions. That was cool. There was a
yeah,
post about suggestions.
Huge shout out to a couple of the people who suggested stuff to us. I'll grab that one guy's name. Select Shop 9006. Huge shout out, bro. Like, thanks for DMing us, giving us some ideas.
Dope. Very appreciated.
Not sure whether or not we'll do them right now, but they're on the list, and we really appreciate them. So, huge shout out. Keep listening, and keep your eye. Get down with your eye self.
Hell yeah, dude.
But I posted the meme about
about Texas recognizing Silver's lead
yeah.
tender or whatever.
I posted a picture of Bomb that said, had somebody tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that. Which I think is always hilarious. I love those. Like, I've done James Cameron ones with that. Ang Lee ones, where it's like, when Gemini Man came out, I was posting that. Which is, like, so funny. They got so mad. They were like, the book was not about bimetallism. You moron.
They were very
so I replied to a bunch of we have I think like thousands of views on that
Does have a how many upvotes does it have?
I don't know. How do I see the upvotes?
The orange arrow.
Yeah, it just says vote. I don't know. Maybe we have no upvotes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then
we have zero upvotes.
That means zero.
I think we got a bunch of downvotes, but then we got a bunch of upvotes.
Okay, yeah.
Because we have a 43% upvote ratio, so I think it's evening out.
Yeah.
But yeah, but we had so many comments on it. let me see all the comments on here. Lots of people who are really mad at me about this post. And lots of people who were not so mad. They were like, "This, I get that this is funny." So let me sort by controversial. Yeah.
It's the second
post. It's the second post. It has 23 comments.
Oh, my God.
The book was not a metaphor. And I said, I speak to him through my Ouija board every night, but sure, go off. He literally said, "We're smoking that William McKinley pack tonight, but okay, Donkey Dude 69. And Donkey Dude said, "But okay, dude, with a failing podcast. He's so mad.
It's good to regurgitate your online arguments on the pod.
Yeah, you know what, buddy? I win. Sorry.
Where's your Ozcast?
You have nothing. You have nothing in your life ever.
Okay.
Everything that you get, Ozcast rules, you drool. Hey, butthead. I'm bringing that back.
Bring it back, hey, butthead.
Hey, butthead. Yeah, so we're going to keep posting to the Reddit. I don't care. Ozfreaks, you love me or hate me, you're listening.
I think about, 40% of the Reddit likes us. Probably 20 to 30% don't care or know, and then the rest are like,
they have not seen us. They're ignoring us. I think that's just about does it for State of the Reddit. Look, if you like us, DM us on we have an Instagram account now, Ozcast.
Oh right, I forgot.
Ozcast Pod is our Instagram, so DM us on there with any ideas. That is the end of State of the Reddit. Let's get to the meat of the episode. Let's pause here for an ad break. If you love Uncharted,
what?
Go play Uncharted. Ozcast is sponsored by Uncharted.
Yeah, that's not true.
We got the sponsorship. Okay. We got the coveted Uncharted 1 sponsorship.
That was for the game that came out about 20 years ago.
Yeah, they're saying go play the first one.
It's weird. It's fine.
Well, anyway, this week we watched
an episode of Super Friends.
Yeah, we watched an episode of Super Friends called Planet of Oz. And, boy.
It is bad.
This one's a heater. There's, no Oz stuff in it at all. So, there's a big-ass tornado, and Batman's, shooting a laser at it. And he's like, "Robin, we have to shoot a laser."
He sounds like that. Batman sound like such a nerd.
If you've seen Super Friends or, videos about Super Friends, it's like that. It's so bad. So they're shooting the tornado with a laser, and nothing's happening. And then it picks up the Hall of Justice and lands.
It picked up the whole Hall of Justice.
Yeah, was funny.
Yeah,
it's the house from Wizard of Oz.
But then why was there? Oh, I guess we'll get to it. But yeah, they pick up the Hall of Justice and go to fucking Oz. But then there's only three of the Super Friends.
Well, that's who they have. It's the four of them, the four actual heroes, and the Wonder Twins.
I know, but why is Batman not there?
He was in the plane.
There's four.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Aquaman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. That's why we're doing this episode, for Superman SEO purposes.
Right.
So I can post this to the Superman subreddit.
Oh, good.
And get some hate comments.
I'm sure they'll like that a lot.
Stitch and Super Friends are not canon! They destroyed the Super Friends universe in Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 3. Did you know about that? Yeah, there's a scene where this Batman is looking at a computer screen being like, "They're destroying the multiverse." And then he blows up.
Good. That's what he deserves.
I love dumb comic book shit.
Okay.
So, yeah, they go to, they go on another planet and they walk out and Mixoplix shows up. I like that Mixoplix is in it.
Makes sense. It's fine.
Also, in my head, I'm like, oh, they're actually pulling something from the comics. It's Mixoplix. Yeah. That's interesting.
I think Mixoplix was also a big part of 70s.
Yeah, but I also am like, oh, it feels like they're they might have been inventing stuff for Mixoplix in this. I don't really know. So he's like, "I brought you to Oz. This is the Wizard of Oz." And they're
he pulls out a copy of The Wizard of Oz. He's like, "You never read Wizard of Oz before?
You're in Wizard of Oz." And they're like, okay. They don't go over a rainbow. They don't They're not in Munchkin Land.
They're in, like, the woods.
They're in the woods.
There's a yellow brick road.
And then he's like, you gotta go to the wizard. Go on the yellow brick road. See you later. And then they're like, okay. And they just start walking on the yellow brick road, and Mixoplex is watching from, like, an evil headquarters. Like, a tech place.
I know that Mixoplex can teleport and shit, but he kept, like, going away just to come back, like, 2 seconds later.
He would leave and then be like, I'm watching them, and then come back and be like, I'm gonna get you.
Literally right after that scene you're talking about where he's like, alright, I'll see you later, there's, like, a big, like, plant monster.
Yeah, like a Venus flytrap, which is not from Oz. Like most things in this
episode. Not from Oz. And then it transforms into Mixoplex. I was like, I guess that was Mixoplex. It's like,
oh, I got you so good.
It's like, why would
And it's like,
what? First of all, why wasn't it the living trees? But also, why did it need to be Mixoplex? Why couldn't it just be like a dangerous plant?
Yeah, and then it's him. And then he's like, by the way, you're the cast of Wizard of Oz. Right. Now, in like after the Venus flytrap, he turns Superman into the Tin Man, which is funny because he goes like, you're the Man of Tin now.
Yeah, it's a good
and then hit. He turns
Aquaman into Scarecrow.
And then Wonder Woman into the Cowardly Lion. No Dorothy. Dorothy's not in this, not mentioned at all. It feels like nobody in this read The Wizard of Oz, including Mixoplex or the characters or the writers.
The writers definitely did not.
It doesn't even feel like they saw Wizard of Oz, the movie. It feels like they saw...
It feels like they're
a picture of the Tin Man. And they were like, sure.
And because, look, this is obviously a stupid idea, but, like, it's a kid's show. Like, if this could be, like, kind of a fun...
It could be like VeggieTales.
Yeah. Like,
where they were like
cheek, kind of funny, kind of whatever. But, like again, the living trees, that would have been funny. Fucking...
The poppy fields, the flying monkeys.
There's no flying monkeys.
There's a flying monkey in this episode. But it's the Wonder Twins monkey. He doesn't come to Oz.
Why did you think? Again, there's so much like left on the table here. And I get it's like a fucking 70s TV show. It was 20 minutes long or whatever, but like...
Yeah, it's a breeze. We watched it on...
Why didn't Wonder Woman fight the fucking flying monkeys instead of hogs? She fights, like, a crowd of feral hogs.
Yeah, so then they go to a witch's house, like a gingerbread house.
Right,
And they do some Hansel and Gretel shit. She, like, puts them in a big pot, and she's like, I'm gonna make you stew!
And she says she's the Wicked Witch, but she doesn't... She looks like a generic witch.
She looks like the...
She's not green. She's got, like, a purple outfit on. She's, like, kind of just pale. This feels more... I was talking about this while we were watching it, but it feels much more like they're, like... Mixoplex takes them to, like, Fable Land.
Yeah.
Or, like, Fairy Tale Land or whatever, instead of Oz.
Yeah. Or, like a random made-up, like... This is, like, a nonsense planet.
They could have removed the fucking Yellow Brick Road and just had it be, like, a weird planet.
Yeah. The planet of Oz is also nothing. That's not... It's not like they were in space, I think.
No.
And then, so they go to the witch's house, and the witch is like, I'm gonna make you into stew. And then Superman, like, destroys the stew, and the witch is like, I was Mixoplex the whole time. And I was like, okay. And then they're like, we're leaving. And they leave. And then they split up. Aquaman goes into a river.
Aquaman falls into the purple river of Oz.
Because a bird picks him up. I guess the crows are in it.
Right. A bunch of crows come and take Scarecrow Aquaman into the river.
Yeah, but it's not like... Are there crows in Oz? I'm, like, thinking of something else. There's, like, the crows that, like, are on the signpost, right?
Yeah.
But
in the movie, right, there's those two...
Yeah, yes. they were in that cartoon we watched. In Tom and Jerry, it was Stephen Root who was
right, the crows.
So I was like, there's crows, I guess. They're not talking. They pick Scarecrow up. Obviously should have been flying monkey. Scarecrow Aquaman. They drop him in a river, and he's like, I'm getting waterlogged. Let me call Oz jellyfish.
That part was kind of cool.
And then he's like, the jellyfish sprayed its water-resistant goo on me.
The jellyfish covers him in water-resistant...
Tentacle syrup? What does he say?
Like, tentacle fluid.
Yeah, and then he's like, all right, I got out of the river.
This is another thing, and I know this is just because it's like a shitty cartoon from the 70s. Every conflict gets solved in 10 seconds.
Like, immediately. It's crazy. And then Wonder Woman, like, falls into some quicksand, And it's like, I'm in a subterranean cave.
Swamp. She's in like an underground swamp.
And then she's like, oh no, 5 feral wild hogs are attacking me. And she climbs up a tree and then is like, I'm going to make a kite out of this wood. And flies the kite. She's still underground. Gets struck by lightning. Yeah. And then she uses the lightning to destroy the feral hogs. Who all turn out to be Mixleplix.
Not only does it feel like the writers haven't read Wizard of Oz, it feels the writers have not read comic books either.
It just feels like it was...
Like, why... Wonder Woman could very easily just beat up 5 feral hogs.
It was just feral hogs. Why did she... She could just fly away. I'm pretty sure she can fly.
Anyway, after that, Superman...
It's raining, and he's like, I'm getting rusty.
Because
I'm gonna
the Tin Man.
Melt myself and turn myself into lead.
Is that how lead is made? I don't know.
I guess lead is a derivative, an alloy of tin. And then, like, his costume changes, so he's just the Tin Man with the cape and the emblem.
Yep.
Which I thought was kind of sick. I like that look. But
do you like the naked Tin Man Superman look?
Yeah, it's cool. They all, like, reunite. Yeah, also, yeah. Like, I was kind of expecting, like, oh, like, it flashes back to Batman, and Batman's like, we're trying to get them home. Batman's not in it.
He's in it for 20 seconds at the beginning where he sounds like a nerd, and then they're just like, no Batman.
And then he's at the end, he's like, where were you? And Robin's like, Holy Oz cast.
Yeah.
And then
do they go to the wizard's
castle?
Yeah,
they all reunite and they're like,
oh wait, no, there's the Jawas. We forgot.
The Jawas come. Yeah, come no, back. The Jawas are first. Yeah, they reunite and some Jawas find them.
Literally,
I don't know
Jawas.
What the fuck it was supposed to
like,
be.
They don't call them Jawas, but
little...
exactly like Jawas. They make the same noises. They make the like bootini. Like
they go like ba 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 ba. And they carry the trio to Big Hourglass.
A giant hourglass.
And they throw them in. Like Aladdin. Like Aladdin.
Right, yeah.
And then they go to the bottom of the hourglass and there's a big, like, snake in it.
Yeah.
And Superman's like, I gotta punch this snake. And he does. And then they just get shot out.
It doesn't make any sense.
That was the only thing that I guess wasn't Mixleplix. Maybe.
Or I guess it's all Mixleplix.
I have literally
and that's why
no
none of it makes
clue.
Sense. I don't know.
And then they're just like
now that I'm thinking. I guess it's all Mixleplix, but then what? It's not a planet then. If it's like a Mixleplix, just like illusion.
I think it was just an illusion, right?
Yeah.
And so they get shot out to in front of a castle, and then it's a blue castle, and they're like, "We're at the Wizard's
Dude.
Castle."
No Emerald City in this at all. You get a blue ass castle.
And I get if you're like, well, they couldn't do like the. They couldn't do the movie because of rights. But I'm like, they're doing the book.
Yeah, like you had to...
They're doing the book.
Like you don't have to make it look like the fucking Garland. I mean, you know what? You don't even have to do the Emerald City, but like make a...
It's a blue castle.
Make like, this is the Garnet City or whatever.
And they go in and it's like the... They're just like, this is the castle. It's not a city. They go in and they meet the wizard and he's big. He's huge. And they're like, he's like... I'm the Wizard of Oz.
He's just a generic ass wizard.
He looks
though.
Like Merlin.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's up? And they're like, we are here for the wizard. And then he's like, I'm Mixleplix. Immediately is like, nah, I'm Mixleplix.
I'm Mixleplix.
Doesn't trick them.
Gotcha.
Doesn't do anything. It's just like, I'm not the wizard, by the way. I'm Mixleplix. And then he's like, I got you. My plan was to turn you into lead, to electrify your lasso, and to cover you in
goo,
jellyfish slime. So I could combine these ingredients and stay here.
It makes like a potion.
Make this potion.
Mixleplix drinks and...
And then he's like, I'll be fine. And Superman's like, yeah, say your name backwards then if you're so good. And he's like, all right, fine. And he says like, Kiltuxleplume or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
And then he's like, why am I going back? And Superman's like, because I was changed my body back to tin.
I don't... How did he do that?
What?
I don't know.
I was like, I'm not even following what's going on. So he changes his body back to tin. Mixleplix goes away, and they're like, "Well, glad that's over with."
Yeah. Then they're
and
just
then gone. They're back in the Hall of Justice.
So I guess there wasn't a planet. I guess it was all just Mixleplix bullshit. But that
I literally have no clue. I literally couldn't.
And I know we're just looking too much into dumb kid show shit, but like. If that's what's happening, why don't you have Batman being like, we're trying to get them out of the fucking Mixleplix
and, like, calling them and being like, you have to you have to click your heels and go. You have to get the...
That would
have
been, like, a fun part of it if, like, instead of Mixoplex just fucking revealing himself every time, if they had, like, Batman in their ear being like, oh, I think that's actually Mixoplex or something.
Yeah.
Like, if they had to, like, find out that each thing was Mixoplex.
Yeah, or even if they were, like, Batman was, like, reading The Wizard of Oz and he was, like, figuring out the solutions and giving it to them. We're doing fanfic for the Super Friends Wizard of Oz app. But it was just weird. It was really weird. I don't get it. Like in a way that I was not like, oh, I see, like, VeggieTales, where I was like, I see what they were doing. I don't love it, but I see it.
I just don't understand. It's, again, why was it not just Fairy Tale Land or something?
Why wasn't it their Oz stuff? Why was there a big hourglass with a snake in it?
Why wasn't there Oz stuff?
Where was TikTok? Where was Mombi? Where was...
And, like, even, like, they could make fun of the movie. Like, MGM isn't gonna sue...
They did the Scarecrow in the 10-Minute Cowardly Lion!
I don't understand why they didn't do more shit from the movie, even.
Where were the Munchkins?
Why was there no Wicked Witch? She was there for 10 seconds.
Why wasn't she green? You can make a green witch.
Why didn't... They shouldn't have revealed it's Mixoplex until the very... The Wicked Witch should have been, like, traumatizing them the whole time, and then at the end it's Mixoplex or something.
Yeah. I literally couldn't... I can't even fathom what... The monkey should have come. The monkey should have met other flying monkeys. They didn't think about it for, like, 10 seconds.
No. Like, and I know they were just cranking these out and, like...
And the animation is awful. Yeah. So you know they were just like, draw Superman. That's the most interesting part to me, is that they had to draw Superman as the Tin Man.
That was probably, like, the only frame of animation that was, like, new. Like,
yeah.
That's what I do love watching these old-ass 70s cartoons, because you can tell, like, everything's fucking reused. Like, the water is, like, very obvious. If you really look at the, like, purple water, it's, like, so lightly purple, because they were definitely using other water they drew earlier and then being, like, make it kind of purple. Like, the like, woods, is it looks like, a... Like, Johnny Quest and
shit. Yeah, I wanted to look up the Purple River of Oz and see if it's anywhere. There apparently is the Munchkin River, so there is water in Oz. There's the Purple Prince of Oz, but the only thing I got is the Super Friends Wiki. This is a new thing, the Purple River of Oz, for this. There's... Oh, yeah, there's the magic brooms, like, from Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Oh, yeah, like, I mean, the witch, obviously, is just, like, a generic, like, witch cell they had. Like, it is very fun to, like, watch these things. And, like, Scooby-Doo was all that. Like, all those monsters and shit were, like, just, like, generic-ass monsters they were reusing. But, like, they made it fun, and, like, it was interesting, and it looked cool. This shit looks gross.
Yeah, it looked bad.
Superman's facial expressions are, like, wretched.
Ugh, yeah, there's one part where he literally looks, his face is so big.
The proportions are wild.
It's fun. It is, like, a little bit of fun, though, and it's campy and silly, but, like, don't watch this. Don't watch this. Don't ever go back to Super Friends.
Don't go back to Super Friends.
It's not good. And there's, well, who were the Wonder Twins? What was that? Why did you
didn't watch Wonder Twins as a kid?
No, I know, but, like, What was that idea? Why were you like, do you know what the Justice League needs? One guy
that can turn into a bucket of water.
Ice guy and a normal animal guy and an ice guy. There's Animal Man, there's Buona Beast, there's animal guys in DC, there's Ice, there's Emma Frost. No, there's Killer Frost, right. That's what I meant.
Right.
There's fucking Mr. Freeze. I don't know.
Wonder Twins feels like, were they in the comics before they were a show?
No, I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying. They feel like a very much like a create, like how Harley Quinn is, like, technically, yeah. Harley Quinn started an animated series. Wonder Twins feels like the most obvious, like, superhero created for children's, like, yeah, television ever.
They're back every now and then in the comics.
I've seen, and it's like
more modern stuff they were in. There was supposed to be a Wonder Twins movie a few years back that got canned.
Sounds awful.
It was going to have the guy who played Archie in it.
Okay.
From Riverdale. He was going to be the Wonder... He was going to be Zeep or whatever his name is. They're like Zeep and Zorp.
I don't remember. Like, yeah, that's... You know what the Wonder Twins remind me of? Like, I did watch the Wonder Twins a lot as a kid, but the whole time... They feel like whoever made DC cartoons was like, Mork and Mindy. We need Mork and Mindy.
We need Mork and Mindy. Gotta get Mork and Mindy. You know the old story about how they were like, we really want Robin Williams to play the Riddler. So we're going to tell... No, no. It was they really wanted Jim Carrey to play the Riddler. Okay. So they were like, Robin Williams, we got you as the Riddler. And they told that to Jim Carrey. And he was like, well, no, I want to do it. And then Robin Williams was like, what the fuck?
Robin... Look, I think that's a bad idea in general. Robin Williams definitely would have been better than Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was... They just really fucked him over a bunch of times. They did it with the genie, too, in Aladdin. They were like, Robin Williams, we want you to be the genie. And it was like, okay, but don't put me on the poster. And they were like, yeah. And then they were like, the poster's just the genie. And he was like, what? He was literally like, why did you do that? And then he was like, don't use my voice in, like, anything that's not the movie. Like, right. I don't want to be on a ride or a game. Yet. And they were like, yeah, we're doing that. We're doing that. Right. And then as soon as he passed away, they were like, all right, the Fast Pass is renamed to Genie, to the Genie Plus system.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, they fucked my man Robin up heavy. That's why he didn't come back for the second one. And oh, wow. Homer Simpson was the Genie.
I thought it was just because... Wasn't the second one, like, straight to video?
Yeah, it was, but everyone else came back except for Robin Williams.
Robin Williams is also much bigger than...
But then he came back for the third one.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I gotta
Who's Homer? What's his name?
Dan Castellanos,
yeah,
or whatever.
Dan Castaneda or something. Yeah. Castellaneta.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know Hank Azaria has a Bruce Springsteen cover band?
Huh.
I was driving around and I got this ad and I was like, come to Atlantic City for Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band. I'm like, what do you... I guess do what you love, but I would rather, like, lick my own ball sack than go see Hank Azaria sing Bruce Springsteen.
Born in the USA. Well, yeah, that's the app on that. Let's do Osberg.
This is weird. Even Super Friends isn't really in the zeitgeist anymore.
Nobody thinks about Super... The only Super Friends stuff I see is Solid JJ videos. You know that guy?
Yeah.
He's funny, but like that, nobody thinks about
like things. even in nerd spheres. Like I feel like Super...
Nobody fans. Likes Super
old Friends. Nerds. Like my dad will sometimes.
Seth Green likes it because he does Robot Chicken about it.
Yeah,
but like that's out of the zeitgeist too. Honestly, I'm like, you know, like the Aquaman. What does he do? Talk to fish? I'm like, that's hasn't been... Aquaman has had two movies that made like billions of dollars, right. And now everyone's just like, we're over it. We don't care anymore. We're on to Guy Gardner now.
Right, bowl cuts. I think Jason Momoa is going to play Lobo.
Yeah,
or
I'm hyped.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah. Millie Alcock, do you fuck with substitute teachers?
So true. But yeah, I would say 5 is fair for this.
This sucks, and this is probably the most traction this has
and
gotten
you know,
in
I was
years.
Say, you know what else is like? You know Super Friends probably has like 800 episodes.
It does.
Like
Super Friends went for like a decade...
And this is also that era, like, fucking Batman the Animated Series only ran for, like, 3 seasons, but it has, like, 130 episodes. Like, this is that era where they were just crank out animation.
Yeah, I think 93 episodes, it says, but it ran for 12 years.
Yeah.
They kept renaming it, too, which is interesting. At one point, it was called the Superpowers Team Galactic Guardians.
Great.
Yeah, look at this. All right, come on. Look at this. This is when it had Hawkman and the Flash.
They got Cyborg in this?
I guess Cyborg and Firestorm was in it. Like, what was he doing there?
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
But yeah, like, the odds of anyone seeing this.
Who's this?
Just
who's this? That's the Green Lantern.
That's a Japanese man?
That's like a...
It's like a samurai?
A guy who looks like Namor, but he's a samurai. And that's it. That's,
Yeah, this is pretty deep.
Yeah.
What's next?
5, and then we got meters. Oh, fill the meter. Donkey meter, 0. No donkey, not even
nothing.
A lick. No
not,
lick of donkey.
Nothing.
I heard there's a mention of a donkey in book 4, but it's... They're calling the sawhorse a donkey. We're still
I also
not
there is
getting
later
to it.
Because there's this one person on Archive of Our Own that writes like a bunch of Oz fan fiction, but it's about books like 9 and later. Like, they love Polychrome and shit. And I know there's a donkey in those. I know we're eventually going to get to at least a mule.
I have huge news. We're gonna get to the donkey because there was a donkey in the first thing we watched. That's why the meter. That's where the meter comes from, the donkey. But our next meter is the bimetallism meter, and I have huge news.
Okay.
He's tin, and he transforms into lead.
That's two.
This is huge for the bimetallism. It's pivotal to the plot. That's how he tricks Mixoplex. He turns himself back to tin.
Do we consider it? Because doesn't I don't know.
Traditionally, we don't consider the tin. But it, because it's so pivotal, we have to. And he's the Man of Steel.
Right.
He's the Man of Steel.
That's almost three.
But I'll cap it at two. Two out of two on the bimetallism meter. Nausea meter.
Animation's a little
gross. Yucky. Maybe two. Two out of five.
Two is fair, yeah.
Disrespect meter.
This is highly disrespectful. To us, to comics.
I feel like I'm like, it's so Silver Agey, but it's so nothing.
I'm sure if you showed this to like Bob Kane and the Jewish guys who made Superman, they'd be like, they'd be like, this is fine, it's great, it's goofy. But like, as somebody who cares way too much about Batman, I'm like, no Batman in this. Fuck you.
I mean, Super Friends is the reason why people didn't take Batman or Aquaman seriously for a long time. Aquaman, obviously,
like, Aquaman is still like shaking that. Like, yeah. He just talks to fish. Like. That's like the Reddit guy joke about Aquaman.
Still.
Like.
So maybe three for disrespect. I feel like it's not like you wouldn't hate. They wouldn't hate it. Is the thing.
Baum might hate it. I don't think like Bob Kane and the rest.
Baum would just be like, "What the hell?"
I feel like Baum would be like, "Why? Why did you put my shit in this? It's not in this. Why is this called Oz? There's no Oz. Shit.
There's no who's Mixoplex. What is this?" I'm dead. I'm dead like 80 years at this point.
I'm going four.
Four, yeah, that's fair. Money laundering. This was making no money. I'm sure of it.
I don't. I think Super Friends was making a lot of money.
I guess they were selling toys.
They were probably investing dick all into this.
Yeah.
It was probably making money hand over fist, and the budget was probably 2 cents.
They had guys like for free cranking it out.
Because now Korea and stuff has all those animation mills. Is this like when that starts, or are they still like animating it?
Nah, this is like Florida animation. Pretty sure, like Florida and New York. Yeah. I think. I know Hanna-Barbera. I think was based in Florida. But yeah, so I guess three on the money laundering.
Yeah,
meter?
That's fair.
That was so funny when we found that out about the. That whatever movie that was being a money laundering scene.
Especially because that was one of the better movies we watched.
Yeah, that was like a real movie.
We were like, that wasn't bad at all. And then they were like, oh yeah, they defrauded
thousands. The pride meter.
Not much here. I'm trying to think of literally anything.
Almost nothing. Right?
Nothing at all.
I mean, just nothing here at all.
Maybe Wonder Woman turns into a lion, maybe furry stuff. Are we counting furry stuff?
That's a zero. Muppet meter. They're drawings, but
it's a little bit for kids.
There's it's for kids. There's the monkey. There's Wonder Twins.
It's a little.
It's adjacent. Superman's been on the Muppets.
Right. I'll give it a one.
Two. Yeah, two is fine. Accent meter. Mixoplex is doing some insane voice.
It's like. Gremlins, Gollum.
Gilbert Godfrey played Mixoplex in the animated series.
That makes sense.
And I don't think the voice has ever been superseded. I think it's so good. But this is still a good accent. The wizard is doing the same accent. the witch is doing a voice. It's not as good as. It's of the time. It's of the time. Frank Welker is doing Mixoplex, I think.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a two on the accent meter.
Two.
Good meter.
Not very.
One.
I'm going, one. Is
one. Fair. Bloomers meter. There's no bloomers in this. Zero.
Oh, hold on.
Wait,
hold
were
on,
there?
Hold on. We're talking about superheroes. They're all wearing tights.
Oh, they're all wearing undies on the outside.
They are, and they're doing the classic. Yes. I think it's at least two.
This is actually a two, yeah. I can't believe we got a bloomers mention in Lostburg. That was awesome. Tween meter.
Not for tweens.
I would say if you're 10 in the 70s.
You know what? Yeah, actually, I was going to say it's not for tweens.
Maybe not like if you're like a 12, you might be borderline.
Also, like back in the 70s, tweens didn't exist. Like if you were like 12, they weren't like, you're a tween. They were like, you're a baby. You're a little small child.
Or like, go work in the mine. You're a man. Yeah. You're an adult.
So maybe this is kind of for them.
I like it. We'll do three.
Sure.
Funny me,
It's like funny to laugh at.
I like it. It's two out of five.
Sure.
Horny meter, zero. Zilch.
Yeah,
nothing. And new meter, what did we say we were going to do?
Foolishness?
Foolish meter? I feel like it's so weird we don't have a foolish meter.
I guess that's funny. Is
it? Yeah, but also it's like, it was foolish mentioned in here.
Right.
Because Bond keeps using the word foolish. I give it, the foolish is mentioned, and it's a little silly.
Yeah, it's kind of like a campy...
2 out of 5. Yeah. Two out of five is good. 0 meter.
I think it had 2?
There were no donkeys.
No donkeys. There was no pride. No horn. That's 3.
No horny. That's 3.
3 zeros.
3-0. That's pretty good. I don't think we need to do Dizzy Do.
No, that's fine.
We got to do Osmonds. It's a little sparse. Yeah. I'll keep it real, folks. But I found a couple. Justice League in the Land of Oz, all in one. Courtesy of DC Comics and Warner Bros. Okay, that's true.
This one guy said, I didn't like Mixoplix's voice, not gonna lie. And then this one guy was like, well, you're fucking stupid because it's actually Frank Welker.
And he changed the voice similar to Toyman from the Challenge season. And then another guy comes and says, he definitely sounded too much like Glommer here.
Right.
I don't know who Glommer is.
I don't know who Glommer is.
I don't know Glommer, but he sounds way too much like Glommer.
Too much Glommer on this.
Glommer meter's going crazy.
Dratch Hour, we haven't done
it. We didn't do Dratch Hour. You know what, we'll do it after Osmonds. Right. A very nice episode, and sadly the last one of this particular series of Super Friends.
Okay.
Everyone has his personal taste, but chances are if you liked Super Friends, you're gonna like this. It paid a deserved tribute to some classics of literature. All right, man.
Maybe this is a bad thing for a guy with an Oz podcast to say. I do not consider Wizard of Oz like a classic of literature.
I guess, like, technically it is. I don't, but, like...
Maybe it's just because it got superseded so much by the movie. Maybe if, like, the movie never came out, like, we would remember, like, the Oz
look
books
at this.
As, like... That's Jason Alexander with a monkey.
It's all he's holding a little chimp.
He's
or something.
Holding Dunstan for Dunstan checks in.
This is it. Yeah. Well, that's that. Yeah, but I don't know. It's not like a classic. It's like a classic book, but like, is it revered?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think of similar like children's literature.
Like Alice is a book
from the yeah.
Like, Alice is a book that's, like, on, stands on its own beyond the movie, I feel.
Yeah.
This is a little... I've read the book. I've read 3 Oz books. I don't know, guys. I don't know about this L. Frank Baum, guys. I'll live.
What's the next part? Dratch?
Yeah, we could do Dratch. I think I got a Dratch quote for you.
Oh, good.
I could see myself in some sort of pioneer bonnet. It's my childhood fantasy. But I think I look too Jewish for the prairie.
Oh, Dratch. She's got a very, like, you know who she reminds me
of?
She
could be
a
milkmaid. Yeah.
She reminds me a lot of Mary Todd Lincoln.
I see it.
Like, she's got, like, this kind but very frumpy face.
We were talking about some plays. You know, Oh Mary is out. That's about her,
right,
I think.
Yeah.
Somebody brought up David Proctor is the villain or whatever at work the other day. And then another coworker was like, oh, who did your... Like, she was like, oh, my sister was in that. And then she was like, oh, who'd your sister play? And she was like, I don't know. I actually never got the chance to see it. And then the other person was like, yeah, I don't know any of the characters in it. And I was like, what is this conversation? These are two people pretending to know about something.
A play
that neither of them know. It's like the Crucible spinoff or something. I don't really know, but it was whatever. I don't know. It made me think about Oh Mary.
No, that's fair. Some other Dratch news. She's bringing improv comedy to Waterville, Maine, everybody.
So good. We're buying tickets.
Yes, that Rachel from SNL.
There a Rachel Dratch subreddit?
We got to start.
Dratch?
This is also an article from fucking last week. Like, a couple of days ago, July 16th, 2025, talking about a Harry Potter sketch from 2004. Dratch played Harry Potter.
No way.
I don't know why they wrote this. It's like a 3-minute article where they're like, Dratch played Harry Potter, and Seth Meyers was Ron Weasley.
No way.
And Lindsay Lohan was, like, sexy Hermione, I guess.
Oh, I think I remember that. No way, no way, no way, no way. Did you post this? What? New post on the subreddit, The Stooges of Oz.
No, I did
this
not.
This is real. This is real.
I did not post that.
You know I'm commenting. And Shemp? The Wizard!
The Stooges. That is crazy. Something else.
How is this real? Interestingly, I made this picture based on a dream I once had.
What?
The Three Stooges and the Wizard of Oz, released in 1939, did not originally include the... What is this? What are you talking about?
There was, like... I did see that there was, like, a line of toys of, like... Like, Moe and the Stooges dressed as Wizard of Oz characters. Maybe it's based off that?
Yeah, what... Wait, what is this? I don't know. I'm gonna comment that you gotta listen to Ozcast. You have to listen to Ozcast, man. We talk about the Stooges and Oz all the time.
We gotta get this person on. This might be a friend.
We gotta get you on.
Like, this might be a lifelong friend we could have.
You ever seen What's My Line? You're gonna love it. I love you. That's crazy. That's crazy. I would give this guy Reddit gold. Okay, well, anyway. Done with that.
That's done. We're done with Dratch Hour.
I think we're done with Osmonds. You want to do Smarter What?
Smarter
sure. What? Do you have it ready?
Yeah, I got it ready. I'm bringing us back to basics. I was going to do superhero stuff, but we did superhero stuff last time, so we just got some basic Oz smut for you folks today. Our first one, Tin and Steel.
Ooh.
Told before Dorothy's arrival in Oz, this fabrication is about the Tin Woods... Or, sorry, fan fiction is about the Tin Woodsman and his love, the Munchkin Nimi. The story starts with the two as normal Munchkins in wedded bliss. While Nimi tends to the home and garden, Nick Chopper would go out and chop wood for the Wicked Witch of the East.
Nick Chopper reference? That's crazy.
When he returned home...
No
way. When he returned home, he made love to his wife long and hard, causing a ruckus heard all throughout the East. The Wicked Witch was dried up and horny. Hearing such sounds of pleasure made her jealous and angry, so she chopped off the woodsman's limbs and replaced them with tin appendages. However, this did not impede the routine of the lovers. In fact, the stronger limbs gave Chopper much more leverage for lovemaking.
Oh, God.
Using his metal legs, Chopper went hard on that punani.
Oh.
For much longer than he could before, although he did need to use the juices of his lady to keep the metal appendages lubricated. The woodsman used his tin arms for a sort of turbo fingering, like the pistons of a V8 engine. Even his metal head was put to use as the woodsman's cold, steely face presented a new sensation on Nimmy's hot pubic clit region.
The witch's... Don't say that to me.
The witch's jealousy grew so large that she imprisoned the Tin Man's wife. The story ends with Tin Man on his way to save Nimi until a bout of rain freezes him in the woods for Dorothy to find later. Our next fan fiction, Daydream in Blue. Fan fiction set 20 years after the events of Wizard of Oz opens with Scarecrow having a wet dream about him and Dorothy making passionate love in the poppy fields outside the Emerald City. He is jolted awake by his own cum and starts chastising himself for his moral impurity. It was the day before Scarecrow, as King of Oz, was to coronate Dorothy a princess. After a slow dance during the coronation ball, Scarecrow and Dorothy share a kiss, but Scarecrow runs out of the ball in shame. Dorothy follows and asks Scarecrow why he's so scared of their love, to which Scarecrow responds, "I don't have all the right parts for lovemaking." Dorothy says they will find out together, and the two go to the bedroom. Scarecrow begins kneading Dorothy's boobs, which causes her flesh to pucker. Then the two scissor until they come at the same time. The two try to sneak out, but in the hallway is the Cowardly Lion and the Tin Man, who congratulates the couple, and they engage in a group hug.
Mazel tov! Lion! Booby!
This last one, Pet Girl of Oz.
Oh, no.
Opens with the Wizard of Oz hearing news from his... This one was bad. Opens with the Wizard of Oz hearing news from his advisors. General Ginger has consolidated the armies of the East and West to fight the Wicked Witch's for the Wicked Witch's cause. The armies have crashed into the throne room with the Wicked Witch while demanding the wizard give her Dorothy. Dorothy reveals herself to prevent the witch from slaying an innocent council member. The witch demands the slippers, but Dorothy can't get them off. Glenda and LaCosta, the witches of the South and North, show up and explain that Dorothy must be a massively powerful witch herself. Dorothy makes a bargain with the Wicked Witch of the West, then makes the witch the Queen Regent of Oz in exchange for the lives of her friends and the wizard, and under the condition that Dorothy stays as the witch's pet.
Ugh.
The witch begins tonguing Dorothy's mouth and honks her large bazongas. The witch summons a hot tub, strips, and steps in.
Oh yeah!
She commands Dorothy to do the same. Dorothy removes her blouse. Her freakishly large breasts sprang out with a pop. The witch pinched Dorothy's nipples and then used whips, collars, paddles, and chains on the girl. She makes Dorothy drink from a bowl of water like a dog and keeps her in a cage.
Oh, man. Don't write this kind of stuff.
A mechanic comes in then, and the witch is like, you can have sex with Dorothy as payment. Anyway, the story ends with her kind of just sleeping in a dog cage.
I did not like that one. Gut instinct. First one, you used the name Nick. Third one, you said this one was bad. It did not stink of Andre to me. Second one was kind of plain. I think it was just the scissoring was the only thing. I was like, that's an Andre touch. But first one, it was called Nick Chopper. I liked it. It was long.
It was long.
It was long, which I know you like to write them sometimes. I'm going with the first one.
Wow. Dylan is on a hot streak.
Yeah, baby!
Dylan has one smutter. What? His record is 5-9.
I'm back.
He's back. You've won two in a row for the first time maybe ever.
I'm the king of smut.
But yeah, that last one got real. Like, I didn't realize it when I first clicked on it. It got really long and really detailed, and there was a lot of, like, Dorothy crying and stuff in it. I'm like, this is not pleasant.
Yeah, that's bad. I don't like that at all.
At all, it was bad.
But that's smut or what? We're jumping over to rolling the dice. You want to do it?
Sure,
I was gonna say we skip it. Let's jumping. All right, let's do it. Hey, you ever hear this? Yeah, you ever heard this one? Wonder Woman was sunbathing on a beach, on a nude beach. And Superman's overhead, and he sees it, goes, whoa, let me make it a quickie. And he goes in, and he has sex with her real fast, and he flies away. And Wonder Woman goes, what the hell was that? And the Invisible Man goes, I don't know, but my ass hurts.
Look, let me be clear, my good personal friend, Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey, Burn. Tell it to me straight, Burn. Oh, you should have won. They fucked you. They fucked you like I fucked that blonde 2 rows in.
Thank you for your comedy stylings. I have masturbated to your show many times.
Oh, Bernie, you're a grandpa.
My dirty old cock loves dice.
Why are you reading about Bosque in that one picture? You know that one?
Is that true?
You ever see that picture?
He's reading about Bosque, the bounty hunter?
Yeah, he's like sitting with his grandson, flipping through like a Star Wars encyclopedia on the Bosque page.
That's very funny.
Bosque, we would love to have you be a secretary of bounty huntering.
Do you think that Bernie likes fast food?
I am partial to a Wendy's salad.
Dude, Wendy's is so good.
I think he likes Wendy's salads.
Yeah.
And maybe on a cold day, a cup of Wendy's chili.
Oh, yeah. He's you know
he's dropping a chili on his... He's got it like a speech for like a million people. He's got Wendy's chili on his tie.
Dude,
I stopped on the way over here at Wendy's. They have a deal, $1 off chili.
There's like a good end of being scruffy. And like Bernie's on like the good end of being scruffy. And then Fetterman's on the bad end where Fetterman goes into Congress.
Fetterman's got mustard stains on his butt.
Stains on his basketball shorts.
Hey, I just finished eating mustard 3 weeks ago. I've never washed these pants.
I'm depressed. I hate myself. By the way, I have to kill a million Palestinians.
Yeah, Bernie's just ordering like a pastrami on rye with extra mustard and like spilling it. Fetterman is eating mustard out of the carton.
Have you seen that story where Fetterman missed his like child's birthday?
Yeah, because he was like being evil.
They were like, "Where were you?" And he was like, "I took a trip to visit my friend from grad school's grave." And they were like, "Why? It's your child's birthday."
He was like missing.
Yes, they didn't know where he was. It was. Yeah. I love that the two choices of that. That was the last election I voted in. I changed my registration to vote for Fetterman. Should have voted for Dr. Oz, I guess.
Ugh.
Life, Dr. Oz!
To quote Mel Brooks, life stinks.
Do we have to do an episode on Dr. Oz?
Dude, we should.
Mehmet?
Mehmet? What kind of name is that? It's like an Egyptian Turkish name, I feel like. Mehmet Oz, I feel know. Like. Maybe it is Turkish. Armenian, maybe?
I don't know.
I'm just guessing.
It's one of those like weird Middle Eastern countries that are kind of European.
Mehmet Oz. There's an umlaut over Oz.
Wow.
Let's see. He is from Turkey. You're right. Wow. Mehmet
Nailed it.
Mehmet Sengiz Oz. Sengiz. Hey, I'd like to...
Say.
Hey! Hey, Dr. Oz, I'd like to send some jizz your way. Oh, Dr. Oz. Oh, what are you... Yeah, you know what? Rolling the dice. I'm not going to do it anymore.
So no, you can keep... So I'm looking at my I'm
trying to you got a gift?
Oh, my God, I forgot. Yes, I do. So, sorry, I have to get it from over here. This is a special one.
Ooh.
I was looking through my room.
Wizard's gift.
And the wizard's gift, and I found...
Whoa! Baldwin's
autobiography.
It's called If I Shot It.
This is interesting.
This is cool.
You can tell where I stopped reading it. I got this at the age of probably 13. I was going on vacation. I was like, I need a vacation read. And for some reason...
I need an Alec Baldwin.
For some reason, I went to Barnes & Noble and got Alec Baldwin's autobiography. Oh, he's hot on the
back. Really hot on the back. I love Alec Baldwin. I'll be honest, I kind of love him. I know he killed that person, but it really wasn't his fault, I think. I don't know.
I think it was...
I flipped open a chapter 7 is called Prelude. That's not the Prelude, that's chapter 7.
Honestly, I remember it being kind of good. I did read a lot of it on that vacation.
He should have been Batman, so... He obviously should have been Batman. It pisses me off.
Really? I never thought about that. I feel like it's a little too...
He was in Beetlejuice. Tim Burton.
Oh, right.
When he was in Beetlejuice. You
know, young, hot.
Look at him. Baldwin. Look at him.
That's
look true. At him. He was so hot. He was the shadow, and he was so hot.
The shadow knows.
The shadow. Will Eisner. No, that was the spirit. Maybe it was the spirit.
No, he was the shadow.
Yeah, well, that's the wizard's gift.
The wizard's gift.
I like Alec Baldwin. He's great in 30 Rock.
Yeah.
And he's good in... Glengarry Glen Ross. So he's amazing.
It's the best scene. It's so good.
You gotta have brass balls.
The fact that he has the balls.
He whips them out.
Dude, taking the fake drink. I gotta watch Glengarry again.
Dude, it's so good. I gotta keep watching Jack Lemmon stuff. I love Jackie.
Dude, so true.
I just watched Some Like It Hot. He's so good in that. I'm a boy. I wish I was dead.
I was going to watch that the other day, and then I watched, I rewatched Casino.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. We got some
fortune cookies.
There's a bag of...
Well, all the good-ass chips are... Give me those chips.
They're probably stale, but they're probably so good.
We got Valentina Lime Blaze chips last time we hung out. They're so good.
Dude, we've been busy. I've been away. This was a long time ago. Are they stale?
They are mighty stale.
Let me get a chip. I want to taste. Are they still good? Oh, they're hard. This is like the most stale chip I've ever had.
Oh yeah. Maybe we'll get dinner alone after this. Go to a Mexican cantina alone.
Hey, let me get a Valentine.
Oh,
they're good though. They're spicy.
That's such a good flavor.
It's like spicy and limey. I love it.
Yeah.
Ah.
All right, fortune cookies.
Fortune, the wizard, the wisdom of the Wizard of Oz. Oh, come on. Now is a good time for you to explore. Take a vacation. I just got back from a vacation. I don't want to.
Oh, my God. Triple fortune?
Whoa.
A fun-filled day is in your near future. That's true. I'm going to see a concert with my friends tonight.
You will, I can't come.
He can't come. You will enjoy doing something fun this coming weekend. That's the same thing.
Yeah, that's that. True. That's true.
The respect of influential people will soon be yours.
Scratch. These are probably incredibly stale by now as well.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Are they keeping their... Nope. This tastes like nothing. It tastes like I'm eating like a shirt. Well, that's our fortunes. I'm not taking a vacation. Do we usually... I guess they took a vacation to Oz. Superman took a vacation.
Yeah,
I forgot this was a Superman episode.
Hey, Superman. What if Superman came in and he was like, I'm fucking dead! He killed himself?
What?
I don't know, man.
Hey, it could happen. Everything happens in comics.
They gotta make Italian Superman.
Have you seen Superman 3?
No.
He goes to Italy and that, and he takes the Leaning Tower of Pisa and he puts it up, right?
Wow.
And then there's like these two guys who are like selling trinkets and they're like, Mamma mia, Superman, what are you doing? Why are you fixing my tower?
That would suck. They would probably hate that. Nobody would ever
go there.
And then
that's the thing. And then they fix all the trinkets so they're all upright. But then he was evil when he does that. And when he's good, he goes and he fixes it. He pushes it back over. And they're like, oh, we make it a new, tchotchkes, and now we have nothing to sell it to Superman. You ruined my life.
That's good.
It's good. I like Superman 3 the least of those movies, I think.
I've seen all of them when I was like a little ass kid, but I haven't. 4 is the only one I've watched recently.
I love 4. I like 4 more than any of us.
Yeah, I can tell.
Nobody gets it like I do. Let's see. We have we have next our final segment. The wickedly talented performance of the week.
That was fucking Vincent D'Onofrio. That's crazy.
In what?
In The Player?
Oh, I still haven't seen The Player. I keep falling asleep during it.
Oh man, The Player's really good.
I've seen like the first 50 minutes.
Oh man, that long ass tracking shot, so good. But I gotta look around because, you know, it's been a while, so I got...
Been a while.
I got so much shit to choose from here.
I actually didn't watch that much stuff because I've been on vacation. Right. I guess I could say, you know, Jack Lemmon and Some Like It Hot, but actually, it's a Superman episode. I gotta give an honorable mention to David Corenswet, a Superman, incredible, and Nicholas Holt as Lex.
Yeah. Nicholas Holt is really good.
I've always hated Nicholas Holt.
Really?
For a very specific reason. I wanted to give him enough hate that he would form into a proper supervillain. I felt like that was my role in our relationship. Especially because when The Batman came out a few years ago, it was between him and Pattinson to be Batman.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't. He wouldn't be a good Batman.
He would be the worst Batman ever, probably.
Yeah, that would
suck. And I love Pattinson as Batman. And in this... It was between him and Corenswet to be Superman.
Oh, really?
And I was like, dude, he cannot be Superman.
No, he's
like, I was like, yeah. I can't believe I'm going through this again with him. Where it's like, oh, the guy I really, really wanted to get the role versus Nicholas Holt. And I was like, oh my God, if he gets it, this movie's going to suck, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't get it. And I was like, thank fucking God. And then because he didn't get Batman or Superman, he's, like, the perfect choice to be Lex. He's literally somebody who, in real life, wanted to be Superman and couldn't.
That is really
And I'm like,
good.
That's perfect.
He's really good as Lex. You know, you ever see Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
I just wrote this in my review. He reminds me so much of Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder in Superman, which is, like, so good.
He's so good in it. But I think my actually wickedly talented performance has to go to Sam Rockwell in Moon, which I finally got to.
I'm probably never going to watch that movie ever.
Why?
That's one of... There's certain movies where I just see it and I'm like, that doesn't do anything for me. I'm sure it is very good, but there's some stuff... Like, car shit doesn't do anything for me. Space shit mostly.
I get it, because I'm, like, not a big, like, guy... Like, Alien, when I first watched it, I was like, they're just trapped in space.
Yeah.
High Life, I didn't love.
Like, it took me, like, 3 watches to, like Alien the first time.
I agree with that. I'm like, Alien is... You, like... Because, like, space station stuff is always kind of... boring to me. Even 2001 I didn't like for a long time.
I think that's because I love 2001, and every time I watch any space show, I'm just like, this is not nearly as entertaining or cool as 2001.
But it was it's like a lower budget film, but really good performance from Sam Rockwell. Okay. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but he gives a varied performance, I'll say. He's a little all over the place.
Okay.
That's what I'll say. So Sam Rockwell gets it from me. Love you. Love you, Sammy boy.
This is a tough choice for me. I guess I'll... You know, I've been watching a lot of Elvis movies, but I can't give it to Elvis because he is mostly not a very good actor.
I'm wickedly talented, Mom.
So, you know...
Did we watch... Oh, dude. Holy Man was after this, I think. Or it was the night of.
I can't give it to anybody in Holy Man.
Dude, Holy Man was crazy. Go watch Holy Man.
Actually, this is kind of a... I did really like the player. I don't want to give it to Tim Robbins, even though Tim Robbins was very good. I think I'm actually going to give it to Peter Gallagher as Larry Levy. He's like barely has any lines, but he's supposed to be like this like guy that's coming in to take Tim Robbins's job that he just hates.
Yeah,
he barely has any lines, but he has just the most like dickhead face ever. I'm just like, perfect. Peter Gallagher as Larry Levy, perfect role for him.
Well, that's your Wickedly Talented for the week. We got Sam Rockwell and Peter Levy.
Yeah, Peter Gallagher is Larry Levy.
Larry Levy.
In The Player. Watch The Player. The Player is
Watch
great.
Moon, and you know what? Watch Sunshine while you're at another space movie I watch on the flight.
What's the one with Brad Pitt where it's like space capitalism or whatever?
Ad Astra?
Yeah.
And I didn't like that one, and I didn't like Life. I've seen way too many of these movies of this genre I don't like. Let's give a big thank you to my friend Brandon for getting me this job on this TV show. Because of this, the schedule may change for the next few months.
Yeah.
We might be releasing on like Wednesdays.
We'll see.
But we'll see. We've never been good at scheduling. Not even once.
Thank you, Alec Baldwin, for writing your autobiography. Probably didn't write it. Probably a ghostwriter. But
thank you to James Gunn for making the only good Superman movie. Sorry, Christopher Reeves, you were in a couple of good ones, I think, maybe.
Hey, thank you to my wife.
So true.
Thank you, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Not.
Kind of a dickhead. Kind of mean.
You know who's a good, though? The girl from Borat 2, Maria Bakalova or whatever her name is?
Oh, is she?
Is that her? She's good in stuff. She's in other stuff.
I haven't seen her in anything else.
She was in something. I think she was in something recently that I just watched where I was like, she's good in that.
Thank you, State Farm, for that Batman ad. Every time it comes on, I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good.
What's going on with that? Like,
that is weird.
Like, who was in that? Ice Spice or something, right?
Ice Spice is in it for a little bit. She's like Catwoman.
Yeah, Doja Cat or something. Or
maybe it's Doja Cat.
I don't remember who it is.
Thank you, Mike Judge, for King of the Hill and Office Space. I like those things. Not Idiocracy. I don't like Idiocracy.
My dad just watched like the first half of Idiocracy, and he was like, I thought it was supposed to be one of those movies that everyone's supposed to see, but it's bad. And I was like, no, it's famous for being like stupid and bad. Like,
Idiocracy is very weird. It's very weird.
Thank you to... I know I have somebody else to thank, but...
Lauren Bacall for
thank you to
Gone with the
thank
Wind.
You to Jane Mansfield. Dude, I'll never say why.
Just the best.
Well, anyway, thank you to our Reddit. Thank you, big thank you to our Reddit friends.
Right.
And thank you to our haters. You're only motivating me more. I love you. And you know what? If you're like freaking posting angry posts at me on the Reddit.
Wrap it up.
If you're posting angry posts at me on the Reddit and you don't get that I'm joking, listen, Toots. It's Ozcast. You're not supposed to get it.
Get fucked.